Hey guys, welcome all my listeners back to another show of Alfredo's Sauce Bowl. It's June 30th, 2020, 2:35 p.m. Mountain Time. That's right, guys. And I'm going to turn it up for you guys this Tuesday. We're past the Monday. I hope you guys all had a good Monday. It was awesome for me, myself. I had a very good day. Like I said, guys, I challenged my listeners and myself to change up our environments and get going and see how that goes for us and if it actually is a positive outcome for my listeners. So hope you guys are on that challenge. Hope you keep it going for you all week if it is going good. If not, guys, don't quit. Keep at it. Never quit at what you're doing. Always get up and keep trying, guys. I can tell you a lot about giving up on things. I've given up on hundreds of things, but I have never given up on trying. But everybody is their own person. So, turn it up for you guys this Tuesday. Like I said, it's an awesome week this week. It's 4th of July week, guys. Be very, very safe. Like I said, I was going to go over a little bit of 4th of July things with you through day-to-day podcasts. So, today, I just wanted to say, guys, safety first. Safety everything. Because fireworks could be very dangerous and sometimes fatal. Very, very sad. But that is why we have the laws on fireworks that we have today. Because we learn from the mistakes. So, that being said, guys, if you are out there participating in lighting fireworks, if you are under the age of 18, be sure you are supervised by an adult when you are lighting off your fireworks. Not only that, make sure you have all the proper things you need to extinguish your fireworks. Have a fire extinguisher on hand. I believe it's a liquid source. Not only that, make sure you have a bucket of water to dispose of your fireworks. And I don't remember, I think it's with fireworks, if you're within the city and you're lighting off fireworks, if it's, I believe it goes more than 7 or 6 feet, might be even 12 feet in the air, it is considered illegal. And they will confiscate and fine you for these fireworks. So if you're in city limits, be sure you are using your proper fireworks. If you are in a county or state where they do allow fireworks that do go above those feet, do check online and see what your proper firework laws are in your states too as well. Like I said, don't quote me on some of this stuff. I'm just telling you what's here in my state mostly. But generally, it's in mostly states if you're buying fireworks. I mean, it's the common thing to do if you are participating in these things. It's just a common thing to have waters, fire extinguishers. I mean, what do you do when a fire is going, right? I mean, do you just stand and look at it and gather around and cook s'mores? Or like on Revenge of the Nerds, where their house burns down and you're just there roasting your marshmallows with your friends with a great song burning down the house? No, people, no, no, no. Like I said, be sure that you have the proper materials around you when you are participating in lighting fireworks. Let's keep our residents and our wildlife safe, guys, at this time, being that it is the summer. Not a lot of rain in summer in some places. I happen to live in one where the state of New Mexico, it gets very little moisture. We're happy to any moisture there is. Feeling like the new Mad Max, where they're standing in the desert and they're standing under the waterfall just with their arms open and you know, with all your people gathered around. That's how it really feels out here. No lie, guys, it's really hot out here, but it's nice out here. I'm not lying. I mean, if you go up north, north gets very much moister. That's where it snows. Like I said, we're south to the Rockies. I'm in central New Mexico. Like I said, it's kind of in between. Very, very unpredictable weather where I live in central New Mexico. It can go raining from 30 minutes to being sunny and miserably hot all day. There's been a couple of weeks out here where it's been like that. But yeah, guys, definitely be safe this 4th of July. Other safety tips, guys, if you are happen to visit your local pubs or either at a friend's house or at a family residence house, do be safe and do practice your social gatherings to a minimum for COVID. We're still in COVID, guys. It's getting very bad out there. I know there's still people out there that think it's a big joke. Like, it just can't happen to you. But when you think like that, it does happen. I mean, you can, like I said, I'm a big watcher of TikToks and on social media. There are people coming out saying that they used to joke about it and now they're dealing with it. Or they have family members dealing with it. I know myself that I've had families that have friends that are actually going through it. Even had friends that actually had passings. Like I said, my prayers go out to them. I hope they're doing well. It's never a good thing to lose a loved one, guys. You know, so like I said, think about the other. It's not always just about me, 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 me. I know we hear that a lot, but I mean, in this time of pandemic, I mean, we really gotta flip it around, guys. Said, turn it up. We gotta turn up the heat on that COVID safety, guys. We gotta turn it up. Wear your mask, sanitize your hands. Like I said, if you're participating in 4th of July functions this week or this weekend, be sure to keep the social distancing to a minimum. Don't go out and have these big blowouts. As you can see, even the states are doing their part. Athletes are doing their parts. Social media is doing their part. Like I said, I'm out here, guys, doing my part. Out here at my house. Not out. If I do travel, it's only probably to a family member's house or to the grocery store to get nutrition. But other than that, guys, I'm staying safe and doing my part to keep others safe. So, like I said, guys, turn it up. And let's all come together for this, guys. And get this COVID thing behind us so we can finish the rest of the year with a blast, man. Because to be honest, hey, summer is not one of my only favorite seasons, but I actually do like the fall season. Like I said, I'm actually a participator in hunting. I like being in the outdoors and enjoy the outdoors. That's one of the reasons why I stay out here in New Mexico is because of the wildlife and the things that I'm able to go do out here, to go fishing, hunting, camping, all that good stuff, from hikes, all that. It's just a big range out here to explore. I mean, I've even came more educated in the wildlife because of living out here. It's funny how you're in a place that you actually do like a little bit, and the things that you can actually find about it. I like their history, guys. Not all of it's a good one, especially what we're finding out in recent media. But on the good part, on the pro of it, it's good, guys. They do have a large range of water. The only bummer out here that I've experienced, shore fishing is not, I've always been a shore fisherman from when I was a kid. My dad didn't have a boat. He had all that stuff before I was born. Like I said, I was born more at the end, where he was calming down and just doing the home dad thing, take us fishing every now and then, and the brother hunting to give us those experiences. So it's nice. May he rest in peace. But yeah, those were some fun times, and like I said, I still enjoy those things today. That's what makes me the person I am today, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm blessed for that. And I'm pretty sure there's others out there that have the same, that go through the same thing and have the same experiences. I'm pretty sure they're blessed too as well when they have things like that in their life, because not many people have it. I have, especially families, that didn't have the other spouse around to support or to help support him. Which is a bummer because I'm a single father myself and I'm always connected as much as I can be. I like to be more. I mean, anybody would like to do more of anything, but that's always a bummer. Yeah. So, yeah, guys. I'm probably gonna let you guys go. Sorry for just rambling into certain subjects. Like I said, here at the Alfredo Sauce Bowl, anything get thrown into the mix. Who knows? It's basically just what it's about, guys. If you just want to listen in and listen what I got to talk about, guys, and what I want to talk with you guys about. Like I said, I'm gonna get some other things going up for you guys. Oh, and definitely check me out on, believe it's Baker. Check me out on Baker, guys. They just Baker.audio, actually. Yep, they just actually picked up my podcast. So check it out. Tell friends. Subscribe to that. Like I said, let's get this show going, guys. And man, y'all all are a part of it when you guys listen in. Just know that when you guys are listening in to anything, to any podcast, you guys are what it's all about and what makes this happen and what gets me going. Like I said, I'm pretty sure majority out there that do these podcasts for you and the other ones you listen into always have you guys at heart like I do. Can't always speak for everybody, you know, but that's how I feel. You know, that's how I feel about you guys when you guys listen into these podcasts. It gets me pumped up and makes me want to find out new things for you guys. Gets me more involved, especially with the new gen guys. Hey, I love my younger listeners. That's how I keep these things fresh for you guys. It's all about keeping these shows hype, man. That's definitely a hype right there. I mean, you guys are helping me make it. But yeah, keep listening in, guys, and I'll let you know every time I pick up on a new podcast and you guys can listen in on there. I really am gonna get more involved in this for you guys since you guys are liking it. I'm gonna get some more material for you guys. I know a lot of it's unscripted, but hey, F it, who cares? I mean, if it sounds good and you vibe into it, man, who cares what they think? Shit, they just hating it when another brother making it. But definitely, listeners, keep listening in, guys. Keep it hype. Tell other friends about the Alfredo Sauce Bowl. Like I said, guys, we're gonna take this in to the future, guys. We're gonna be the new wave. You know what? It's already out there. We just gotta catch up, guys. Who knows what's out there? But the cool thing, we're making it together. So keep on listening in to the Alfredo Show. And I thank all you, the listeners. And have a good Tuesday, guys. Keep turning it up. And we'll talk about getting over the hump tomorrow on that Wednesday, guys. So stay real, guys. And keep it up. And as always, thanks for listening.